People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Peace, family. I'm 19 Keys. Welcome to The Brief. Today's young men are too feminine in their thinking. Most of the time when a young man comes to me and I listen to their problems and I listen to the way that they process their problems, I find something striking about it. Something honestly unfortunate. And that is that they think and process very feminine in their thinking. Now, when I say feminine, I want you to think about what is feminine versus what is masculine thinking. When I say feminine, I'm not specifically speaking on a woman, but the characteristics and traits of a woman and the features of her nature, which make her a woman, right? In the way that she is built, she has a feminine thinking, and that is when she is the healthiest. When a man is thinking in a masculine way, that is when he is at his healthiest and his highest. So what do I mean by feminine thinking? Well, number one, the way that a lot of men are processing a lot of their problems is through their emotions, right? So they're thinking about it in this myriad of emotions. And what this does is it creates these different bubbles to where you're thinking about all of these possibilities of things that can go wrong. All of these variations of outcomes that can happen, and you usually start thinking about it in a negative manner. Now, the masculine will think about things from a reward-based thought process, and he's going to decrease the options because he's going to think about his willfulness to make the outcome in which he wants to happen happen. Not constantly ponder, right, through your emotions of what could go wrong. These type of insecurities, right, are not a masculine thing. Perfectionism itself, right? And perfectionism usually comes through insecurities, and more women think about getting things perfect, having the perfect answer, having the perfect thought, having finding the perfect color, right? The emotions make you think about more options. What if this go wrong? What if that go wrong? What if we do this? And you get caught up in this worry and this anxiety and stuck in these variations of thought and outcomes instead of focus. See, the God thinking is be and it is. Abracadabra, as I speak, I create. The God thinking is one who has that ability to produce their will outward into reality. When you are a righteous person, whether you're religious or non-religious, most religions are going to tell you about following God's will. Now, God's will is a blueprint to live, right? God's will is not always easy to follow. God's will may make you do something that you don't want to do, but for the sake of good. So it may be a challenge. And the reason that you're given that masculine energy, the reason you have testosterone is so you can pursue challenge with pleasure, right? So even though it may be challenging, it's going to make you feel good. Matter of fact, it's going to make you feel like a man. Now, I talked about this in the psychology of the boy man, right? Or the forever child mind. And that forever child mind lacks the ability to deal with the world because they're usually protected from the world instead of focusing on how to protect themselves in the world. And so a lot of the thinking of the young man is deep and steeped into these insecurities, and it falls under this umbrella of these variations of emotions instead of being able to focus and limit your options to one or two thinking, right? Because a man sees, and it is, he is like a bull to his target. This is why when men get ready and women get ready, there should be differences. A woman is going to take longer. She has more choices. Of course, she has more vanity, more things that she has to do to get ready. Well, a man should automatically know what he wants to do, and he should focus on getting that done. That is the purity of masculine thinking. Because the man should be aligned with more God's thinking. He needs to be direct to things because that is the logic. The logic is getting straight to the point. That is the point of the logic. It's to come to a point of ending in truth. So the logical man will think beyond all of the emotions, rise above emotions, right, into the thinking of God. And so in today's young men, they don't know how to do that. He's so caught up in the potential of reality versus on focusing on the positive rewards that they're going to get. See, a man thinks about the positives, not all of the negatives. That is when you're filtering in your feelings. But when you're operating and processing from logic, you are now focused and idealizing all of the good that's going to happen. You're visualizing it. That is where you are living because it sparks the excitement that produces the will to manifest the outcome. But in a lot of today's young men, they're feminine in their thinking. And where this feminine thinking works very well for women, because when a woman has this feminine thinking, then she gets with a man that has the masculine thinking and they balance each other out. When she wants to lean on you for leadership, she said, what do you want to eat? And when you say you don't know, then she can no longer trust your masculine thinking. Right? Because her mind goes with a flurry of options. That's what the emotions do. That's how it works out in the brain. But your mind says, you know what? I'm going to lead. We're going to eat Chinese food. That is what we're eating. Now, she says she doesn't want to. You're still getting to a process of narrowing down things to what? A point. That is the logic system. It is to rationalize, okay, we are hungry. We have to choose a category. This is the category that I choose. It's a mathematical process of thinking. I'm going to choose Chinese food or Mexican food. Hey, babe, I have two choices in mind, Chinese or Mexican. Which one do you want? Now, instead of saying that I don't know what you want to eat, and she has 1,000 ideas in her head, you've narrowed it down to two, right? Knowing that that is logical, that she's only had these two choices to choose from. So she says Mexican. I said, good. I think we should have some burritos tonight. Okay, well, which place do we want to choose from? So then your mind is going to automatically process, okay, well, which one are our favorite ones? I like the one from last time and the one we thought about choosing the other day. You are the one that is leading to get to a point, right? So the faster we can get to a point, the faster we can move on and move forward. So a man is forward in his thinking. He's thinking about the positive outcomes, not over thinking about the negatives and the associations to the negative, not stuck in the potential of things that could go wrong, but thinking and visualizing the things that could go right. That's the masculine. Because he is focused on the outcome that he is going to produce with his willfulness, his willpower. That's his real power. So think about the way you think. Think about the way your woman thinks. Think about the way your father thinks, the way your mother thinks. And unfortunately, somehow this younger generation has gotten infested where the males think like the females and the females think like the males. And there's an improper balance that is going on. And so when you want to get back to that masculine thinking, then you have to start taking leadership and you have to steep yourself into logic and critical thinking. And a man is a thinker. Right? Because what happens is that over-questioning yourself means that you don't have the tools to recognize valid information that is coming to your mind because you are questioning yourself, getting caught up in an insecurity. And that questioning is the feminine aspect. See, creative sometimes cannot decide because the creative is when you're in your feminine. It is this flow of energy, right? But the masculine is like rock. It is solid. It is materialized, right? It brings it to a point because it is the manifestation of will. It is the manifestation of energy. You could think of feminine energy like the ocean and masculine energy like a mountain, right? Feminine energy is very powerful. It's very different than climbing a mountain than it is swimming in an ocean. That current of energy that is always in flux, you go with the flow of that energy like a surfer. You cannot go against it. So when you know you have an emotion, you have to flow to understand that emotion, right? Because you cannot conquer the ocean. You can only conquer yourself. So your goal is to not conquer the emotions, it is conquering yourself to understand why am I feeling this way. And when you have an understanding over something, now you have the ability to conquer it, to master it, to make it bend to your will. When, you know, horsemen and farmers, they learn about animals. They might see it. When a man is ignorant, he might see an animal that's wild out there. He tries to ride it and the horse will not be broken, right? He could not get on that horse no matter what. But then once he learns the power to bring things to his will, he has rulership and domain over all things. Not that he owns them, but he has rulership over all things because he was made to rule. He was made to learn, to understand, to master, and to rule over. The ultimate man is a ruler, a ruler over.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
It was self first, a ruler over his emotions and a ruler over thoughts. It is not that he lacks emotions, but he rules the emotions. They do not rule him. And he knows how to dissociate himself. So the masculine man is calm. While there's chaos going on and everybody is frantic, he is the calm one. He is the one to be dependent and relied upon. And he has to see himself as the calm one. So the same way that the farmer, he looks at the animal, he said, it's wild. Everybody else is saying, oh man, we can never ride this. We couldn't figure out. He has the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And with that knowledge, he can apply that to know what to do instead of being in the emotion thinking about, oh, this may go wrong. Oh, why we can't do this. Oh, I wish this would happen. No, he is calm. He said, well, if we don't understand the animal, let's learn it. Right? A man is one who fails a lot. And through those failures, he knows himself. And through those failures, he gets better and better. And he increases his resilience and he increases his power. If you find a man who have not failed, you have not found a man at all. All great successful men fail because that is how you learn. You get back up, you experience, then you do more. And that density of that adversity builds the character. The masculine is ready for the challenge. Things do not have to be perfect. He is willing to weather the storm. He is willing to try to ride the bull. He was willing to ride the horse. He is willing to try different variations of techniques to figure things out. And as he learned, he goes back, he writes down because the man is very intellectual and he thinks it out. And he said, okay, well, that didn't work. But what did work in that? What did we learn? We learned what not to do. Okay, now we know what not to do. Let's try these variations of what we could do. I have three different ways I might want to try this. Let's start with 1, 2, and 3. He thinks in mathematical step and order. So now his mind is able to achieve because through every failure becomes a process to getting better. So if you are stuck and you have a feminine way of thinking. And I'm speaking for a man, because even women, when they have feminine thinking, they're able to process their emotions at a higher rate. But when a man is stuck in his feminine thinking, he is not built to be going through all those emotions. So this is why we have such a high depression rate. This is why we have so much things happening where people are unaliving themselves, because they're caught into this storm, right, of anxiety, thinking about 87% of things that never actually occur and never actually happen. And when you can take yourself out of that storm of emotions, and then you can become a fixture, then you are grounded. And then that groundness is your strength. It is your power. It is your might. So we learn with knowledge, wisdom, understanding how to rule over ourselves. We learn our emotions. We take spirituality and psychology, and we study our minds. We study our spirit. We study our body. We study our soul. We study the world around us, and the intellect of a man will give him his success. But it has to be driven by a pursuit of passion, undying, unyielding, unafraid, courageous in his movement. So a young man, he fears the world too much, instead of thinking about how he will conquer the world. And one of the most important things for the young man to do is to relax himself, to breathe. Because when the young man is overstuck into this stress, he becomes weak. The tasks become daunting. He does not want to do them anymore. He does not want to get anything done. And so instead, he reverts to his boyish ways, where he was inside of his imagination just thinking about these things. And thinking becomes stressful enough, because he thinks about the bad outcome instead of the good. So the masculine thinking has to re-arrive to where a man processes thoughts, overriding the emotions, which is like the surfer being on top of the wave instead of crashing into it, trying to swim against it, getting caught up in the undercurrent, stuck in it, feeling suffocating. Masculine thinking will save the world, because when a man has his woman, she can make sure that he is balanced within that feminine. She shows him what he's not, and he shows her what she's not, which also allows us to know who we are. So, first order of business, find a routine. You wake up, nobody should have to tell you what to do. Somebody has to tell you what you to do. That is not masculine thinking, because a man knows how to do things on his own. He is independent. His mind is operating and working. And see, one of the things to break out of that boyish spirit and that feminine thinking, the military does it well. Warrior training does it well, because it adds order and discipline. So now the young boy has order and discipline. I wake up, brush my teeth, get a good workout, maybe give me 5 minutes of reading, go outside, you know what I mean? Glaze into the sun eye when it is early in the afternoon, go back to my journal, write down a little bit. That is a routine. Now he has order, and he is following that in a regimented way. So it bringing logic to his day, versus waking up and saying, what do I want to do? That is the indulgence of the chaos, and in that chaos is the emotional storm of I don't know. So to utilize the reason and the logic and get back to the analytical brain, he has to start to put himself into a routine. And in this routine, he is refining the process, sharpening of himself, developing the skills, the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, and the temperament to be able to deal with the world. And not that he goes out there thinking that the world is so fierce. He is now at this point thinking about, how is the world going to deal with me? Because I'm here and I am a force to be reckoned with. And when a young man thinks of himself as a force, he starts to operate into his God thoughts. It's when he's operating within, because God is force. It is will unbroken. It is determination. He learns to develop the psychological wholeness, and through that mental completeness, he now has the ability to do any and all things. He thinks of himself higher and higher and higher as he achieves more and more and more. He learns to balance his light side and his dark side. And he has the combination of never lying to himself, so that he can be as truthful and authentic as he moves throughout the world, attracting all things at the rate in which he wants to produce them. Masculine thinking, masculine thinking. You have to be aligned to be masculine. The feminine is different. The nine is the womb. The womb is the mind. It is the chamber of darkness. That all things are produced in the darkness, and then when they are rooted, they are brought into life. But that feminine also represents the nine planets circulating the sun. And as those planets move in different cosmic orders, they create different shifts in the universal atmosphere. And so when the man is aligned, the man does not move, things move around him. The sun does not move, not in that absence. Everything is chasing it in its orbit. You have to not be the one chasing things. You have to be the center of things, meaning that you have to have the center and the order within self. While the emotions are moving around you, you are centered. While the storm is happening around you, you are calm. But the world is still dependent on you. You're not depending of it. There are no planets without the sun. There's no life without the sun. And that sort of confidence as you walk around, understanding that you are the sun. Well, that'll be just enough confidence to have your masculine thinking in order so that you can be the mind that you need to be, which is the man that you need to be masculine in this world. Thank you for following today's brief. Make sure you follow for more to come, especially as we go into feminine thinking and dark feminine thinking. Oh, we got a lot to break down. Peace, family. Peace to the gods. If you have any questions, please drop them below. If you would like me to go deeper into something that I said, or maybe do you feel like I didn't cover it enough, or I didn't give enough explicit detail and clarity, if you're worried about something was said the wrong way, please, all you have to do is drop and submit your comments down below, and I will have a day to where we take and we do Q&A. Make sure you join 19 Keys High Level Club, where we will be having monthly coaching sessions so that you can reach your superior self. Peace to the gods.
Are we low level or high level?
If you're going to jump into Crown Society, you're saying that I represent power, I represent knowledge of self.
Stepping in the name of drip, get ready with me. Stepping in the name of drip, get ready.
I wear the crown to just symbolize, like, I know who I am, I know why I'm here, I know my purpose.
Crown is abundance, it's royalty, it's prosperity, it's energy.
Put in. Yeah. I got to walk with my head held high because you got to see this and you got to see this.
I believe that if anybody wants to be able to protect their mind and be able to think freely, you gotta get Crown Society today, man.
The blue pill, the color palette's all black. James Bond mixed with Malcolm X in my Che Guevara era.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.